Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Not a bad Monday afternoon. Now, let me just preface this by saying, it's not a bad Monday afternoon if you're in South Escambia or South Santa Rosa County. Mm. Some nasty weather up to the north. Jay, in that area up there, seeing some rain showers. Why am I talking about this? Because I'm going to let you know Austin's in about 4 minutes. He is going to have that forecast and a look at traffic together. But before we get to Austin, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Escambia commissioners have agreed to postpone dissolving the Escambia-Pensacola Human Relations Commission until the end of the year. The move will allow staff more time to create an alternative way of handling fair housing complaints. Commissioners initially voted to silence the 50-year-old government-funded organization at the end of September. That has now been extended until December 31st.
And while conditions in the Atlantic Basin have been quiet since the June 1st start of the 2025 hurricane season, that is not the case in the eastern Pacific. Hurricane Barbara has formed west of Mexico, and forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirm no tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days in the Gulf of America, the North Atlantic, and Caribbean Sea.
Okay, here's the third story. Santa Rosa County firefighters need more operational funds as they struggle to meet the increasing demands of calls. Fire officials are asking commissioners to raise the MSBU rate to purchase more equipment and hire more firefighters. MSBU is a municipal service benefit unit and allows special tax assessments on different areas of the county. The potential price hike will be up for discussion at the next county commissioners meeting.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, we're on the tail end of the public comment period for the Galvez Landing boat ramp improvements. The Board of Commissioners is looking at moving forward with a $5.2 million plan to modernize the ramp. A proposed design calls for new and larger spaces for bigger boats and vehicles, and the public input phase of the project has been open since May but closes on June 27th. You can review the proposed plan on the county website and call or email your input to commissioners.
Okay, Escambia deputies searching for 28-year-old Key Anthony Javon Blackman, who has outstanding warrants in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Law enforcement agencies executed 2 search warrants on a home located on Maplewood Circle. They found 3.5 kilos of fentanyl, psilocybin, 3 guns. That amount of fentanyl seized is, get this, I want you to listen to this one. The amount of fentanyl they seized was enough to potentially kill over 1.7 million people.
Gosh. Yeah, little goes a long way with that stuff.
All right, 6:15. Yeah, there you go. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Not too much going on the roads. It's been a pretty smooth sailing afternoon. Please continue to keep it that way. Not too much holding you up on the roads at this time as a result. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 75 tonight with a 70% chance of rain. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a rainy day there as well with percentages getting as high as 80%. The high is going to be 87 with another low of 75.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Yeah, well, that rain always happens after I cut the grass. That's what I did this past week, by the way. A little bit of domestic chores around the house.
Nothing major.
When I cut the grass, I know it's going to rain. There you go. Florida boat captain charged for the revenge killing of a shark. Gary Baumgarten has more for us.
Prosecutors say 26-year-old Zane Garrett wanted the shark dead because it was scarfing up fish he wanted to catch. He documented the kill in a gory video that went viral in which he's seen repeatedly stabbing the bull shark in the head. That led to his arrest and charges of animal cruelty. Garrett maintains that killing a shark trying to steal catches is a common way of scaring off other sharks. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Okay, bud, even if you were correct, people don't care. You are not allowed to kill a shark because it's trying to eat. Like, and then you film it and like flaunt it. Like, come on, bro. You're just stupid. Anyway, Governor Ron DeSantis chiming in on the protests in California. Protests, of course, have been ongoing throughout the weekend. We know that. But DeSantis says it shows we live in an upside down world. He said foreigners are illegally entering the U.S., burning the flag of the country they want to stay in, and waving the flag of the country to which they refuse to return. Senator Rick Scott also commented, saying that California is giving illegal aliens free housing and Medicaid while they destroy the country and disrespect law enforcement.
Or here's a great save by the Raptor Center down in Tampa Bay, rescuing a proud symbol of America, a bald eagle battling bird flu. Here's CJ Papa.
A male juvenile bald eagle, healthy again, returns to the wild testing negative for bird flu after spending 59 days in rehab. Raptor Center President Nancy Murrah says it was back in March when the eagle watchers noticed he and his sister weren't in their nest. After finding them in a field below, they discovered the male was asymptomatic, but his sister died shortly after from bird flu. Despite U.S. Fish and Wildlife advising her to euthanize the male due to difficulty of dealing with isolation, Murrah says she saw an opportunity to try and save the bird.
Had I not tested him, you wouldn't have thought he had anything wrong with him.
The eagle spent part of his rehab in a 100-foot-high flight cage until he reached proper body weight. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And enforce immigration laws or be removed from office. That's the quote from Florida's Attorney General for Broward Sheriff Gregory Tony. In a letter to the sheriff today, AG Uthmeyer criticized him for stating that immigration enforcement is not his priority or obligation. The AG even brought up horrific crimes committed by undocumented immigrants in Broward County. Uthmeyer called on Tony to clarify his remarks, which were made during a commission meeting last week.
A favorite attraction down at Walt Disney World has closed permanently. They closed on Sunday, by the way. Eben Brown has the story from Miami.
It's time to stop the music. It's time to shut the lights as Disney ends the Muppet Show tonight. Walt Disney World is closing the long-running Muppet Vision 3D attraction at Disney Hollywood Studios in Orlando. Opening originally in 1991, it allowed park visitors to physically enter a recreation of the famed vaudevillian theater from the Muppet Show on TV to enjoy a presentation mixing real Muppets, on-screen 3D film, and bellowing comic insults from Statler and Waldorf in their box seats. A version at Disney's California Adventure Park closed in 2014. The Orlando version will now make way for a new attraction themed on Monsters, Inc. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And it's been a record-breaking Burmese python season in Southwest Florida. The Conservancy of Southwest Florida has removed 6,300 pounds of the invasive snake, marking a milestone for its python program. Biologists target adult female pythons to stop reproduction, and since 2013, the team has stopped 20,000 python eggs from hatching. 619 on the dot. As I speak, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting national headlines happening across the U.S. of A for you.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hurry! hurricane season is here. It's time to make sure your Generac generator is in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today to schedule maintenance of your generator. With 5 certified Generac technicians on staff, they will make sure your generator is ready when you need it.
Need a new unit or a replacement?
Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric is a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical needs.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
I'm glad I brought my dancing shoes in here today. News Radio 92.3. Beautiful afternoon if you're in the south part up to the north. Jay, up in that area, hold on. You got some rain moving through the area, so be extra careful. The DNC chair, Ken Martin, isn't so sure he can lead the party anymore and says there's a lot of infighting about the future of the Democratic National Party.
DNC Chairman Ken Martin privately admitted he is not sure he can keep leading.
For the first time in my 100 days on this job, the other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
That leaked audio was obtained by Politico, so among the questions, who leaked it? Martin seems to be pointing the finger at DNC Vice Chair David Hogg. Hogg responded on X, writing, a lot of people are accusing me of leaking this recording. These are the messages from the reporter who wrote the story, and then showing that he was not responding to that reporter. Prominent Democrats eager to win back the House next year, like Rahm Emanuel, are pledging to save the Democratic Party's, quote, weak and woke brand.
And several businesses in downtown L.A., as we've been telling it, have been the victim of overnight looting and vandalism. Graffiti could be seen on various buildings, and videos have begun circulating of people looting stores. Police have declared all of downtown L.A. as an unlawful assembly area, and multiple reports throughout the day, of course, say that hundreds of Marines are on their way being deployed to Los Angeles.
624 News Radio 92.3. We are indeed watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The Dow fading into the closing bell with the major averages ending mixed as the world's two largest economies, that being the U.S. and China, begin trade talks in London. Tech gained while financials lagged, and shares of NVIDIA were up 1%. Its CEO Jensen Huang delivered the opening keynote speech at London Tech Week alongside UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Shares of Apple fell 1% as the tech titan kicks off its 2025 Worldwide Developers Conference. The Dow winners, Boeing, Caterpillar, and IBM. The Dow decliners, Travelers, Visa, and Apple. The Dow falling a point, the Nasdaq higher by 61, S&P 500 up 6. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Luckily, I'm not going to be talking for long. Nothing's going on the roads. I'm very happy to announce it's been a smooth sailing afternoon all throughout our time on air tonight, Chris. So thank you for being safe out there, everyone. As for the weather, 86 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Got a high chance of rainfall bleeding into your Tuesday, where it's going to be a high of 87 and another low of 75.
Let me go national on you here this afternoon. The year's first hurricane is formed. Barbara, this one in the Pacific Ocean. Eben Brown, down in Miami with the report.
Hurricane Barbara is now churning through the Pacific Ocean, centered a little more than 150 miles west of Manzanillo, Mexico. Winds are holding at 75 miles an hour. The National Hurricane Center's forecast track shows Barbara moving to the northwest and staying away from land, even staying west of Baja California, as it eventually weakens into a tropical depression. There are no watches or warnings posted. Barbara is the first hurricane of 2025. There has yet to be a cyclone in the Atlantic Basin. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the feud between President Trump and California Governor Gavin Newsom is escalating. No surprise there. Today, a reporter asked Trump if Border Czar Tom Homan should arrest Newsom over the anti-ICE demonstrations in L.A. And Trump said, quote, "I would if I were Tom. I think it's great." Newsom called Trump's comments a sign of authoritarianism and announced a lawsuit against the White House for federalizing the California National Guard. But Trump's dismissing the lawsuit, saying that he had no choice, noting cars burning and people rioting.
Well, the White House is continuing their message to go after undocumented immigrants, labeling them the worst of the worst. Here's the latest from Los Angeles.
Polls show up to 80% of Americans support deporting criminal aliens. Rights groups condemn the ICE action, as has Mayor Bass, before she even knew who'd been arrested. So as ICE actions, they did prompt, obviously, the protests, the vandalism, the firebombing. LAPD, the sheriff, and CHP have made 43 arrests. Governor Newsom called the ICE worksite raids chaotic, federal sweeps, arbitrary and cruel. Homan disagrees with that, obviously. He says that this is a situation where we're not going to give California a pass just because they're a sanctuary state.
And since we're continuing to keep with this theme, ICE arrests are rising under the Trump administration. A White House spokesperson says 100,000 arrests have happened this year, which marks a big jump from last year. According to government statistics, in fiscal year 2024, ICE arrested 113,000 people. While the Trump administration is approaching that number in only 6 months, the ICE arrest numbers come as tensions flare between the White House and California officials.
Well, Fox's Jared Halpern is commenting this afternoon on the potential event of Governor Newsom being arrested in Southern California.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
President Trump says he would arrest California Governor Gavin Newsom after the Democrat dared Trump administration Border Czar Tom Homan to arrest him. It's the latest escalation between the president and governor as federal and state authorities respond to violent protests in L.A.
I like Gavin Newsom. He's a nice guy, but he's grossly incompetent. Everybody knows.
President Trump is defending his decision to federalize and deploy National Guard troops. Newsom says the troops inflame tensions and violate state sovereignty. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And ICE protesters being arrested in front of Trump Tower in New York City earlier today. Police removed people from inside the building. Video showing the protesters being zip-tied and hauled away outside. The protesters are connected to the immigration raids and anti-ICE demonstrations in L.A. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, not really. Six people remain missing off the San Diego coast, where something went terribly wrong on Sunday. Twin-engine Cessna crashed not long after taking off. I hate to report on these stories, but yeah, we got to. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
The Coast Guard says their Joint Harbor Operations Center in San Diego got a call about the crash just after noon Sunday. A twin-engine Cessna with six people on board had crashed a few miles west of Point Loma. They reported finding a debris field and noting the depth of the water in that area to be about 200 feet. Multiple agencies responded to help, including Customs and Border Protection and San Diego Harbor Police. One witness who was surfing in the water at the time said he heard the plane, thought it was doing stunts, that the aircraft wasn't flying straight down at first, but the next time it came out of the clouds, the plane, he said, went straight into the water nose first at a high rate of speed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And an ex-girlfriend of Sean Diddy Combs says she worried about him using his cell phones to take explicit videos of her because others could access them. The woman, who is only being identified as Jane, was back on the stand in Combs' sex trafficking trial. Prosecutors claim she was sex trafficked by Combs, while his defense claims that the activity was strictly consensual.
Congratulations to those great folks down at Patty Marine, longstanding, of course, Pensacola Maritime Business, honored in Washington, D.C.
Really?
As one of the of only 25 small businesses selected nationwide to participate in the prestigious Small Business Showcase on Capitol Hill.
That's awesome.
Way to go, Patties. Nice move. Coming up, Sports in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox
Fox News. I'm Tom Regani. California Governor Gavin Newsom continues to speak out against President Trump's move to call up the National Guard to quell violent protests over ICE deportation raids in Los Angeles. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
California is suing the administration for the order to federalize 2,000 National Guard troops, but President Trump is not backing down, writing, "If we had not done so, Los Angeles would have been completely obliterated."
The Pentagon has ordered 700 Marines to the area, but the LAPD says their arrival will present a significant logistical challenge. Every member of a committee advising the CDC on vaccines has been removed by the health secretary.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says a clean sweep is necessary to reestablish public confidence in vaccine science. He has dismissed 17 members of the advisory committee on immunization practices.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America's Listening, Fox News.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Tune in Thursday at 9:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Alex Jackson, pharmacist at Jackson Pace Pharmacy, will share valuable information on choices you may not realize are available to you when choosing your pharmacy. As Pensacola's longest-standing independent pharmacy, family-owned and operated, the team at Jackson Pace Pharmacy provides expert guidance and works with your insurance plan. Call in or text your questions for Alex Jackson with Jackson Pace Pharmacy Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Escambia commissioners have agreed to postpone dissolving the Escambia-Pensacola Human Relations Commission until the end of the year. The move will allow staff more time to create an alternate way of handling fair housing complaints. Commissioners initially voted to silence the 50-year-old government-funded organization at the end of September. That has now been extended until December 31st.
Okay, and the second story that we are following for you today, while conditions in the Atlantic Basin have been quiet since June 1st, of course, that's the start of the 2025 hurricane season. That's just not the case in the Eastern Pacific. Hurricane Barbara has formed west of Mexico in the Eastern Pacific. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirming no tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days in the Gulf of America, the North Atlantic, and the Caribbean Sea.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, Santa Rosa County firefighters need more operational funds as they struggle to meet the increasing demand of calls. Fire officials asking commissioners to raise the MSBU rate to purchase more equipment and hire more firefighters. MSBU is a municipal service benefit unit and allows special tax assessments on different areas of the county. The potential price hike will be up for discussion at the next county commissioners meeting.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Gildas Alexander for three. Gildas Alexander inside, bangs it home.
We've got a thunder avalanche here in game two.
The NBA Finals are all tied one game apiece. On ABC last night, Oklahoma City built a 23-point lead at home against Indiana and beat the Pacers 123-107. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the league's most valuable player, fouled his 38-point performance from game one with 34 points last night, when unlike game one, Oklahoma City did not let a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter slip away.
Basketball is a game of ups and downs. The season's full of ups and downs. The series is full of ups and downs. And it's about the team that can stay level-headed and get better throughout the experiences that's going to come out on top. And that's our goal, get better through every experience. And we did that last game. We got to repeat for game three.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with ABC after he led the Oklahoma City Thunder to a 16-point win over the Pacers last night in game two of the NBA Finals. Alex Caruso scored 20 points off the bench for OKC, which got 19 from Jalen Williams and 18 from Andrew Wiggins, which is 1 point more than the Pacers' leading scorer last night, Tyrese Haliburton, who had 17. The Pacers host Game 3 Wednesday.
Now here comes big number 99. Again, rookie pitchers. He feasts on all of them, but against rookies, hitting 591. Oh, wait. This ball is smoked, and Aaron Judge has hurt a rookie again.
On ESPN, Aaron Judge hit two home runs last night against the Red Sox at Yankee Stadium, upped his Major League best batting average to .396, but it wasn't enough. The Red Sox hit five home runs and beat the Yankees 11-7. Boston won two of three games this weekend in New York. In Paris Sunday, Carlos Alcaraz won the longest French Open final ever, 5 hours and 29 minutes. Came back from two sets down to beat world number one ranked Jannik Sinner for a second straight French Open title. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, we heard some chatter about the NBA Finals there. Well, before Game 2 got underway the other day, Basketball Hall of Famer Don Nelson was formally presented as the recipient of this year's Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award. The three-time NBA Coach of the Year retired back in 2010 as the league's all-time coaching wins leader. He is one of only two coaches to have at least 250 wins with three different franchises after accomplishing defeat with Milwaukee, Dallas, and Golden State.
Social media is going nuts over this. Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles took offense to OutKick contributor Riley Gaines after calling out a high school from Minnesota for having a transgender pitcher on their softball team. Oh, my goodness. Here's CJ Cotton.
The feud first started when Gaines criticized the Champlain Park High School softball team, which won the Minnesota State Championship on Friday. The team, led by its standout pitcher, who is a biological male, according to an ongoing lawsuit against the state. The Minnesota State High School League posted a photo of the team on social media after the game, and Gaines noted the comments on X were turned off, while adding, quote, "to be expected when your star player is a boy." Biles wrote back, calling Gaines sick and a sore loser. In that same post, Biles suggested a transgender category in sports, and then she fired off another attack, saying no one in sports is safe with Gaines around.
And, of course, we got the Stanley Cup Final continuing tonight with Game 3. Florida Panthers hosting the Edmonton Oilers in Sunrise. Puck dropping in just about 20 minutes. The series is tied one game apiece after the first two games went to OT. Now, Chris, you remember last year it was Edmonton and Florida in the Stanley Cup Finals, and that went to seven games. So with how dicey they are right now, it seems like this is a worthy second installment for these two.
Okay, a couple of local stories I want to pass on to you before we slide out of here today. Pensacola back in the winning column. After posting a 9-2 win against Columbus on Sunday, Wahoos now above that 500 playing level at 29-28 in the 2025 season. Now, tomorrow, Pensacola faces Rocket City on the road. It is game one of a six-game series against the Trash Pandas. First pitch will go out at 6:35 up in Huntsville. And don't forget this weekend, Friday through Saturday, get ready to drop your lines at the Bill Hargraves Fishing Rodeo. This happens at the Grand Lagoon Yacht Club over on Gulf Beach Highway. The event starts with a captain's meeting Thursday evening. Fishing starts on Friday and Saturday. Final weigh-in will happen Saturday night.
All right.
Of more tour out Sunday.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This
Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. On Friday night, the Edmonton Oilers missed an opportunity. Sure, they took game one in overtime, but on your home ice going up against a team as deep as the Florida Panthers are, it felt like Edmonton needed to win game two, and instead they lost in double overtime. And that game is just a reminder how hard it's going to be for the Oilers to get three more victories against the defending Stanley Cup champs. And even with how great Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are, I simply won't pick against the Panthers in their quest to hoist the Stanley Cup for the second year in a row. I'm Zach Gelb.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
642 News Radio 92.3. Dozens of scientists at the National Institutes of Health go on record protesting Trump administration policies. Chris Foster has more for us.
The NIH is the main government agency for medical research. 92 researchers and top officials there signed a letter to Director Jay Bhattacharya, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and members of Congress, challenging cuts in policies they say undermines their mission, wastes public resources, and harms the health of Americans and people across the globe. The Trump administration's ended 2,100 research grants and cut off some clinical trials in progress. The letter pointing out, ending a $5 million research study when it's 80% complete does not save $1 million, it wastes $4 million. The letter's called the Bethesda Declaration after the NIH location in Maryland. It's endorsed but not signed by another 250 employees. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And researchers out of UCLA have invented a pen that can detect Parkinson's disease with high accuracy. A pilot study in the journal Nature Chemical Engineering unveiled a device that looks close to a normal pen. The pen's able to pick up on small dysfunctions by observing how people write before it can be noticed visually. Researchers say it's 96% accurate and available at low cost.
Good and bad for that. You know, it's great that you can tell early in terms of what's going on as far as that diagnosis goes.
Right.
But then with learning about that diagnosis, it's gut-wrenching
for
people
it.
With Parkinson's. I'm going to tell you. Former President Joe Biden's physician facing more questions about the former commander-in-chief's alleged cognitive decline. David Spunt, all over this from Washington.
Former President Obama's doctor saying of former President Biden's doctor, quote, sometimes those closest to the tree miss the forest, end quote. Now, this is a rare criticism. Dr. Jeffrey Coleman served as the presidential physician for the first few years of President Obama's first term in the White House. He gave this interview to the Washington Post and continued by saying it shouldn't be just health. It should be fitness. Fitness is, do you have that robust mind, body, spirit that you can do this physically, mentally, emotionally demanding job? House Oversight Chairman James Comer subpoenaed Dr. Kevin O'Connor for a formal deposition to take place on June 27th after he says O'Connor refused to cooperate with a voluntary interview.
And a new HIV prevention shot is expected to win approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration later this month. The shot called Lenacapavir, there it is, would be given two times a year and could be a big advancement in the fight against HIV.
Okay, so when you're driving home this afternoon, here's something you need to do. Go check your refrigerator. See if your eggs in there are safe to eat. There is a problem. Here's Pam Pusso.
The CDC has issued an alert about a salmonella outbreak linked to eggs. The eggs, recalled by the August Egg Company, were sold to restaurants and retailers in Arizona, California, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, New Mexico, Nevada, Washington, and Wyoming. The eggs in question are the Brown cage-free eggs and the Brown certified organic eggs, with sell-by dates from March 4th to June 4th. The eggs were sold at retailers including Walmart, Safeway, Ralph's, and Food Max. Some of the symptoms of salmonella are stomach cramps, fever, diarrhea, and vomiting. Pam Pusso, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much. The roads have been very smooth sailing this evening. Please continue to keep it that way for my sake at work and yours. Also, we looking at the weather here, 86 degrees right now. Low of 75 tonight. That's how it's looking tonight on a local scale. We're going to have some rain chances that will bleed into your Tuesday, where the high will be 87 and the low will once again be 75.
There you go. There's your local snapshot. Let's go national. Many parts of the U.S. are set to see in really nasty weather over the next few days. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has a look at the Fox weather forecast.
The active weather pattern continues as we kick off the work week, beginning in the Northeast as rounds of rain will be possible. Heavy downpours from Pennsylvania to New England will bring a risk of flooding across the region. In the Southeast, severe storms are likely this afternoon and evening. From the Gulf Coast through the Carolinas, watch for damaging winds, hail, and isolated tornadoes. Flash flooding is also a possibility in some of these harder-hit areas. In the Midwest, it will stay unsettled but quieter with scattered showers from Missouri to Ohio. Temperatures will range from the 70s up into the mid-80s. And out west, heat advisories are in effect for California's Central Valley through parts of the Northwest. Highs will soar past 100 degrees in many areas with dangerous heat building through the midweek. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks remain little changed today on Wall Street as traders were looking ahead on the latest U.S.-China trade talks in London today. The Dow fell 1 point while the S&P 500 grew slightly by 5 and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained more than 60 points. Shares of Robinhood sold off today as the online brokerage was snubbed in the latest quarterly rebalance of the S&P 500. Shares of Robinhood dropped more than 6% in morning trading and are currently up slightly in after hours. Americans grew less fearful about inflation in May as President Donald Trump backed off the most severe of his tariff plans, according to a New York Federal Reserve survey. The central bank's survey of consumer expectations showed that the one-year inflation outlook took a dip down to 3.2%. U.S. crude oil futures for July are up slightly, sitting below $66 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Warner Brothers Discovery making some real big changes. Jenny Casola has the latest.
Warner Brothers Discovery is splitting its cable business from its streaming and studio operations, effectively unwinding much of the Warner Brothers and Discovery Communications merger from 2022. The Wall Street Journal says the company's dealing with debt, a sagging stock price, and competition from Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and others. One company, Global Networks, will house CNN, TNT, TBS, and Warner's cable channels, Discovery Plus Streaming, and International Holdings. The other business will be streaming and studios. Several thousand employees have been laid off over the last 3 years following the merger. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And Waymo is suspending its robo-taxi service in Los Angeles due to the protests taking place in the city. According to LAPD, demonstrators stopped various vehicles in the downtown area and ignited them, which officials warn can release toxic gases due to the lithium-ion batteries. Some of the vehicles were also broken into and vandalized with spray paint.
Apple making several announcements during their Worldwide Developers Conference this afternoon. Susan Lee has more from Cupertino, California.
They just announced a deeper partnership with OpenAI when it comes to its image playground. Also, Live Translate, that is one of the most hyped and highly anticipated AI features that they just announced for the operating system as well. And as always, CEO Tim Cook kicks off the event. Apple also just confirmed that they are changing the name of their operating systems to the years that they're introduced. So this year will be iOS 26. Also confirming that the AI-powered voice assistant Siri will be delayed. No date yet on when the release will be. They also announced liquid glass, meaning the change in the look of your operating system in the future.
And billionaire Elon Musk saw part of his net worth evaporate last week as his feud with President Trump played out. According to Bloomberg, the Tesla CEO's net worth fell to $334 billion as of late Thursday, bless his heart. On Friday, Forbes reported it rebounded to nearly $400 billion thanks to a slight recovery in Tesla's stock. It's the second largest loss that Bloomberg's billionaire index has ever seen.
Tech giant planning to spend billions in Pennsylvania. Here's Jenny Casola.
Amazon says it will spend $20 billion on data centers in Pennsylvania. One will be just north of Philadelphia in Bucks County. Another will be next to the Susquehanna Nuclear Power Plant in Salem Township, Luzerne County. The plant's owner, Talon Energy, announced last year that it sold its data center to Amazon. Governor Josh Shapiro says the investment will create at least 1,250 high-paying, high-tech jobs. The plan is for the sites to establish cloud computing and artificial intelligence campuses across the state. The Susquehanna arrangement needs the okay of federal regulators. It's now in the courts. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And the president wants to deposit $1,000 in so-called Trump accounts for newborn Americans. The money would come from employers to their employees. The CEOs of Uber, Dell, and Goldman Sachs expected earlier to join Trump at a White House business roundtable to announce their participation. The Trump accounts will also be seeded with taxpayer dollars and is part of the president's big, beautiful spending bill that's making its way to a Senate vote.
A new study revealing how much money Americans need to make in order to live comfortably in each state is being talked about. Here's Ashley Webster.
Residents in Hawaii need to earn a minimum of $124,467 a year to live comfortably. According to Smart Asset, that is the highest of any state, one of only two states, along with Massachusetts, where individuals need to earn at least $120,000 a year to afford a comfortable lifestyle. Now, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the median annual wage for individuals was just below $62,000 at the end of 2024.
All righty, 6:51 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, more frivolous headlines to help ease you into this Monday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.org.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the question of whether the Escambia County Commission is going to give $2 million to help support the demolition and reconstruction project at Baptist Hospital. Ashley Hoffberger has offered three sign design alternatives for the Toll Collection Plaza / welcome sign to Pensacola Beach. And we talked to Congressman Jimmy Patronis. He's filed his first bill, an investigation into the lie covering up Biden's cognitive decline. Listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola Right Now.
News Radio 92.3. How you doing, Pensacola? Chris Bryant in, Austin Price. Speaking of Austin Price, he's in. has that weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Yep, that's what I'm doing. Let's see what we got here. Not too much going on the roads. That's been the case for a while. Thank you very much for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 86 degrees. It's going to be a low of 75 tonight with a very high chance of rain as we get into your evening. Those chances will linger at their intense pace on Tuesday, where the high will be 87 and the low will once again be 75.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, if you were around the late 60s, early 70s, Sly and the Family Stone was it. I mean, you know, they were busting the charts, doing a lot of great things. Sylvester Stewart, who you probably know better as Sly Stone, has died at the age of 82. Long battle with COPD. Hits, as you know, Dance to the Music and Everyday People, the one you're listening to right now. So, sad to say, Sylvester Stewart, Sly Stone, has died at the age of 82 today.
I love the two songs. What's the one that I want to thank you for letting me be myself or something?
Yep.
That one and If You Want Me to Stay was always my favorite. I love that song. Anyway, but yes, very sad news there. Also, people expected to spend $24 billion this year for Father's Day. That would be a record amount, according to the National Retail Federation, as it's up more than 7% from last year. Three out of every four people surveyed said that they plan to celebrate the event in some way. This year, of course, being on June 15th, average spending is expected to come in at just under $200.
Okay, Lilo and Stitch keep this place right there on top of the weekend box office. Here's Jack Callahan.
In first place at the box office again is the remake of Lilo and Stitch. The Disney hit took in another $32.5 million this weekend. Studio estimates say that brings its total to roughly $336 million in the U.S. and globally about $773 million. At number two, it's From the World of John Wick, Ballerina. It brought in $25 million from 3,400 screens across the U.S. and Canada. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, came in third place with $15 million, bringing its worldwide total to $450 million. Karate Kid Legends at number four with $8.7 million. And rounding out the top five was Final Destination Bloodlines with $6.5 million. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Also want to just take a moment to let you know we're getting this just a moment ago from PPD's spokesperson Mike Wood. Creighton Road is shut down in both directions near Forest Glen due to a disturbance in a home where a wanted individual is refusing to come out of a house. Mike Wood letting us know he will update us when Creighton is reopened. Once again, Creighton Road shut down in both directions near Forest Glen due to a disturbance in a home where a wanted individual is refusing to come out of the house. That coming from PPD spokesman Mike Wood. So we will be keeping tabs on that for these past few minutes here.
Okay, Tom Cruise accomplishes a feat that will not be beaten in 5 seconds. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Tom Cruise has set a new Guinness World Record for a flaming parachute stunt in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. In the scene available on YouTube, Cruise jumps from a helicopter at 7,500 feet, deployed a parachute pre-soaked in fuel, and set it on fire mid-free fall. The parachute could only burn for about 3 seconds before Cruise had to cut it away and deploy a backup. At times, he performed the stunt while holding a 50-pound camera rig, and he didn't do it just once. He completed the dangerous jump 16 times, earning him the Guinness title for the most burning parachute jumps by an individual. The record was awarded last Wednesday. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Maybe Happy Ending wins Best Musical at last night's Tony Awards in New York City. Here's Jeffrey Richards.
We are so honored to receive this award for this magical, melodical, beautiful, heartfelt, humane musical that has been thrilling audiences at the Belasco Theater since last fall.
And a makeshift memorial for King of the Hill actor Jonathan Joss is growing on the south side of San Antonio, where he was shot and killed just a week ago. His husband, Tristan Kern de Gonzalez, thanked friends and family at a weekend vigil, but those who live in the neighborhood paint a picture of a man who is going through a mental health struggle. There were dozens of calls to the police, with some suggesting that Joss would yell obscenities and racial slurs at people that were passing by his home.
Okay, here's a breaking news item this afternoon. Austin mentioned this a few moments ago. Creighton Road shut down in both directions. This is near Forest Glen due to a disturbance in a home where a wanted individual is refusing to come out of that house. A lot of interest here. Of course, we will update you when Creighton has reopened. Again, Creighton Road shut down in both directions near Forest Glen due to a domestic disturbance in a home where a wanted individual is refusing to come out of that house. So that's something to...
And now you know, as you would say.
Yeah, absolutely something to be aware of. Okay, thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate it. For Austin Price, I'm Chris Bryan. This is Pensacola Right Now. We'll do it tomorrow afternoon at 4. We'll see you then. Have a great night, everybody.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 923. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.